Starting with Hashem, Hilchas Taruvus, Shir 7, Siman Tzedek Tes, Siv Vov. Now, the first discussion in this Siv is if you can mevatel lechatchila an Issur Drabbanan. So, the sources we brought in the Shir is the Gemara and Peitza. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring the Gemara completely. If you have a Gemara, look inside, we'll see the Gemara inside in Beitza, and Afdalad Omid Beis. The Gemara says as follows, starting 11 lines from the top and beginning of the line. Omar Rav Masna said, Eitzim shenishru min hadekel l'sar chatano b'yomtev, wood that fell from the palm tree into the oven on yomtev, mar baleim eitzim mochanim umasikan. You can add prepared wood, means wood they prepared before yomtev, which is not muksa, and then you can light it. The wood that fell in is muksa because it fell off on yomtev, so you can add heter wood, and now you can light up the stove. Because it's also to light the branches of muksa, because even though you're not moving them, there's an iser to use muksa. So the Gemara is saying the way to get out of it is to add wood of heter that you prepared before yontif, it was cut down before yontif, in order to be mevatel the branches that fell in on yontif, and now you can light the branches. So the Gemara asks, v'hokom hapech b'isua, when I stir the wood, when I stir the fire, I'm also stirring the aser branches, the ones that fell on yontif. So the Gemara answers, given the ruba de heteroninu, since most of the branches are mortar, when I stir it, I'm stirring the heter, it's batel berov. The branches that fell on yontif are batel in the branches, in the rove branches of heter. Then the Gemara asks, how can I go and add more heter branches to the ones that fell into the oven on yontif, and bring mevatel isur lechatchila, and bring mevatel those branches? So the Gemara says, "Hanimila b'dorvaisa." When is it also to mevatel isur lechatchila? That's only an isur dorvaisa. Avol b'dorabonon mevatel. When an isur dorabonon, you're allowed to be mevatel. Since the isur muksa is only dorabonon, I'm allowed to be mevatel the wood that fell in on yontif. So the Gemara says, "Olavavashi d'omer kol dover sheyesh lamatirin afilu b'dorabonon lebatel." According to Ravashi, that anything that's dover sheyesh lamatirin is not batel even midorabanan, and since this wood is a muksa, and muksa is mutter after yontif you can use it, so it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's something that will eventually be mutter, and Ravashi holds, like we'll see in some kuf beis, that anything that will eventually be mutter, the din bittel does not apply. So what does it help to add heter branches to the branch that fell in? On yontif, there's no bittel, and it will still be also to light the stove. So the Gemara answers, "Hani mili hecha de isa li isua ba'inei." When do we say that it's an isa dovish shlo matirin? That it's not batel is only where you're having hana from the iser when it's ba'in, when it's still in existence. Hocha mikla kali isua. But over here, the wood is burnt. So when am I getting hana from it? That's only when after it's burnt, the fire from when it's burning. So since it's already burnt, it's no longer wood. Now it's charcoal. So I'm not getting hana from when it's ba'in, and therefore it's batel. And the din of dovah sheyesh lamatirin does not apply. That's the Gemara. And now, as we saw in the Shir, there's three opinions in the Rishonim that are derived from this Gemara. The first opinion is that of the Rashba. The Rashba holds that I'm not allowed to be mevatel an isur d'oraisa, even though, let's say, it's batel midoraisa. For example, lach balach mem b'mino, which d'oraisa is batel b'rov, and now midorabanan I need 60. Nonetheless, since the isur itself is d'oraisa, I'm not allowed to add in order to be mevatel it. But if the isur is an Issa Durabonon, even if it has a Shorosh in the Torah, you're allowed to add Heter to be Mevatel it, once it's in a mixture, and Chala and Chuma of Chutz Laretz is Mutzav to be Mevatel even Lechatchila. That's the Rashba. Then Tosfos, which is also the opinion of the Rambam, which is brought in the Beis Yosef before the Rashba. If you look in the Machon, the Vav in the Beis Yosef on the bottom line is a mistake. The Vav should be before the paragraph before that, where it starts because of the Rambam, that's the beginning of this Sif. So the sheet of the Rambam and Tosfos is that something that has an Ikur Midoraisa, you're not allowed to be Mevatel. For example, Tosfos brings Truma of other fruits, because since Midoraisa, Truma only applies to grain, grapes, and olives, but Midorabanan, Truma applies to all fruits and vegetables. So other fruits and vegetables, since there's a source in the Torah for Truma, so you're not allowed to be Mevatel in Lechatchila. But something like muksa, that there's no source in the Torah, you're allowed to be marve in order to be mevatel it. Except that the Beis Yosef says that according to the Rambam, basa of b'chol, chicken and milk, you would be allowed to be mevatel, and according to Tosfos, it's called that has a source in the Torah, and you're not allowed to be mevatel it. That's the second opinion, and the third opinion is that of the Rosh. The Rosh says that when do we say you can be mevatel an isur lechatchila, that's only if it's going to be burnt up when it's being used. Like the example of the Gemara. When the Gemara answers, it's talking about being burnt up, that's not only an answer for Dovish Yishlo Matirim, that's only also an answer for Ein Mevatel Yisrael Chatchila, and therefore Ein Mevatel Yisrael Chatchila ben Yisrael Rabbanan only applies to this case. So let's say the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Yisrael Shel Devrihem and Yisrael Rabbanan, Ein Ma'arvin O Yisrael Biyadayim, Kadei Levatloi, you cannot mix Heter with Yisrael in order to be Mevatel it, if there's no pre-existing mixture. Vim Asa came be Meitzer Asa, and if you did mix Yisrael Rabbanan into Heter, it's Asa, like we learned in Sifhei, and then if you be Mevatel Yisrael be Meitzer, it's Asa, to the person who it belongs to and the person it's done for, like we saw over there in Sifhei. But then the Mechaber says, Avlim Nafal Me'atzmai, Ve'ein Behetu Kadei Levatloi, if Yisrael fell in by itself, and is not enough to be Mevatel the Yisrael, Ma'abar Lovu Mevatloi. One can intentionally add heter to mevatel iser, since there's already a teruvis. Now, on what the Mechaber says, im nafal me'atzmai, if it fell by itself, the Rukivega brings from the Elior Rabba that we can infer that it's only if it fell in by itself. However, let's say someone unintentionally added iser to heter. In such a case, it's aser to add heter to mevatel it. It needs to be looked into what exactly the difference is. What's the difference if it fell in by itself or someone unintentionally put it in? But in any case, that's what Rabbi Kivega brings. Then the Ramah says, V'yeshayimim, de'ein levatel isur d'rabbanon, that you may not be mevatel isur d'rabbanon, like we saw before, oy lahayisiv alav, or even to add to an existing taruvus is asur. K'moy be'isur d'oyvaisa, just like an isur d'oyvaisa. V'chein noigin, this is the minik, v'ein l'shanis, and one should not change the minik. So we see that the Ramah is paskling like the Rosh. So according to this, it should come out that Svardim could be mekel to add to an Isidu Abonan, and Ashkenazim should be Asa to Eto an Isidu Abonan. However, now let's see the Taz, Sifkot Nyud Beis. The Taz says, Marbolov Mavatli, it's going on the words of the Machaber that you're allowed to intentionally be Mavatl Isir. The Rail is that, Me'etzim Shinishu Midekel. The proof is from the branches that fell from the palm tree, Lasechatano, Beyontif, that fell into the oven on Yontif, Shemarbole Me'etzim Muchonim Umadlikon, that you can add wood that was prepared from before Yontif, set aside before Yontif Umadlikon, and then you can light the wood. And this is a British Beitza, like if it's found in the beginning of Gemara Beitza, like we saw. Kenu desa Rashba, this is the opinion of the Rashba, the Mechaber is the opinion of the Rashba. V'harosh, shu yeshem shemevi Ramah, the opinion of the Rosh, which is the opinion brought by the Ramah, savale deshani hasam be'etzim, the mikli kolali isura. The only time it's mutter over there by the branches of wood is where the Isser is getting burnt up. The explanation is, the reason it's mutter is because you're not getting any benefit from them until they are already destroyed from the world. They're already burned. Now, once they're burned, you're getting enough from the fire. And now there's no substance to the Isser, and therefore it's mutter. But in a normal case, it's aser to be mevatel Isser lechatchila, even Isser d'rabbanan. And then the Taz asks on the Mechaber, V'teima abal shulchan aruch, it's a question on the Mechaber, Shekan poisik ha-Rashba, V'heri paskin tzak ta-Rashba, O ba-Arachayim, Simen tofresh ein zayin, and in Arachayim, in Hilchas Chanukah, Gabi ner Chanukah, poisik ha-Maharam, he paskin tzak ta-Maharam of Rotenburg, the Sovelike ha-Rosh, that holds like the Rosh, da-Asa lo-Isef, that you're not allowed to add to a mixture of Chanukah oil with other oil in order to be mevatel. This is a question also brought by the Shach, and the Shach leaves it as a Tzorachim. So, as we saw in the Shir, there's two answers to this question. There's the answer of the Mokan Avram, that over there, the Mechaber is Machmer, because it's a combination of two opinions. There are those that say that Ner Chanuk is a Dovash Yishlom Atirim, even though he passes that it's not Dovash Yishlom Atirim, but in combination of the fact that it's those that say that it's Asa to Mevatel and Isidu Abonon, over there he's Machmer. But over here, where you only have one reason to be Machmer, those that hold that it's Asa to Mevatel and Isidu Abonon, so over here, he's Mekel. And the second answer was that of the Chabas Das, that is the difference between an Isra Achila and Isra No. He's only Mekel by Isra Achila. But by an Isra No, it's also to be Marber. So let's continue now with the Taz. The Taz says, Ukasav Rashal, Perakala Giranoshe, Simon Nuntes, Do Ikoka Rashba. Rashal says that the main opinion is that of the Rashba, Shavuiva Machabrim, Sovelikin. Most of the authors hold like this. Most of the Rishonim. This it says in the Gemara Beitza that the reason it's mutter by the wood is because it's burned up. Over there, the reason we need it to be mutter only because it's burned up is because it's a davar sheish lamatirim. But if something that will not be mutter later on, And all is from the Rabbanon, you allow to add to it to be mevatalet. So the Taz says, Al Ken Pasuk, therefore the Mashal Paskins, the Bedi'evid, Afilu Kivan Levatlam, the Bedi'evid, even if you intentionally added Hatter, Velo Yoda Sha'asul Asken, and you do not know that it was also to add, Shari, it's Mutter, Adkan. That's the Mashal. Although the Mashal holds like the Vashbar, but if you see inside, he says that since the Minig is Timim Machmer, he doesn't want to change the Minig, but nonetheless, if you intentionally added, and you didn't know it was also, it's going to be Mutter. So it sounds according to the Mashal that only in this case, isn't mutter if you added and you didn't know that it was aser. But the Taz concludes, V'aniachachti le'el, I proved before in Sifkat and Tes, Dim lo yoda sheish iser b'dover, Shari b'chol habitulim. That if you didn't know that this is an iser to add, it's mutter in all cases. In all cases of bittul, it's mutter, it's called a shoygig. So now over here it seems from the Taz that he paskins like the Mashal. However, in Orchayim, in Simon Tofresh Ayin Zayin, Sifkat and Dalid, he says that we paskin that it's mutter to intentionally add by an iser drabonon. And the Siddha says that in the Hefsa Meruba and Shasat Chak, you can rely on the Taz and the Yom Shosloime and the Machaber that it's mutter to intentionally add in order to be mevatel an iser drabonon. It is also the opinion of Rukhi Veger in Shalos of Tshuvas Simon Lamed Ches that in Hefsa Meruba it's mutter. That's the first part of the Sif. Now, the next issue in the Sif is the issue of Choser V'ner. If iser falls in to Hatter and his bottle, and now more iser fell in, and in combination with the original iser, there's not enough to be mevatel it, do we say that it's reawakened, that it's Choser V'ner, and now the Teruvus becomes Aser? So, the source for this Gemara is, like we brought in the Shir, from Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara is brought in the Beis Yosef, in the Machon, it's on page Yutes, towards the bottom of the page, where it says on the last word in the line, V'kosav. Over there is the Ran, and the Ran brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Avdimi, Omer Av Yechanon. Avdimi said in the name of Av Yechanon, Hama'ara Yayin Nesech, Mechavis Labor. If you pour Yayin Nesech from a barrel into a pit of wine, Afilu Kol Hayun Kuloi, even if you pour a whole day, more Yayin Nesech into the pit of wine, of kosher wine, Rishon bottle. As it falls in, it's a bottle. Now, regarding Yayin Nesech, the halacha is not like this. It's not like Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yechanan. Because by Yayin Nesech, it's also even in an amashu. Even a little bit will answer, Yayin Nesech will answer the whole pit of kosher wine. But there's a question in the Rishonim, what about such a case by Shari Surim? By Surim other than Yayin Nesech. So, the Beis Yosef brings two main opinions. The first opinion is that of the Ravid. The Ravid says that even though the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan over here, still, by other isurim, we say rishon bottle. Therefore, if wine falls into water, yayin nesach min be'ein amino is bottle in shishim, so if wine falls into water and is bottle, falls in drop by drop, that's the case of the Gemara, or an isur that dissolves, if you have liquid isur that drops into hatter, and against each drop there's 60, even though eventually there's not 60 to be mevatel the iser, we say rishon bottle, and no matter how much falls in drop by drop, it's going to be bottle. That's the opinion of the Ravid, and the opinion of the Ramban is that even by other isurim we do not say rishon bottle, and therefore if enough iser falls in that there's no longer 60 against the iser, the food is going to be aser. So that's certainly in a case where there's taste of iser, and the Ramban says that even if it's min b'mino, lach balach, once there's a shear, that if it's min be'inimino, it would give taste, it's also going to be usher. In other words, lach balach min be'mino, once there's not 60 times the iser, even though it's min be'mino, it's going to be usher. Now, regarding Yovish B'Yovish, this is the opinion of the Rosh, that will leave for the Shach. So, that's the Beis Yosef, and then in the Derkei Moshe, he brings the Mordechai that differentiates between Noda and Lo Noda, and then he brings the Agos Shari Dura that, in all cases, once there's enough iser to usher, in combination of what fell in first, it's going to be Aser. And we say Choser V'ner. So now let's see the Ramo. The Ramo says, starting from the Tezvav of the Bir Agua, Iser Shen is Batel. Iser that became Batel. Kogon Shehoye Shishim T'Kenegde. For example, there was 60 against it. V'ni Toisif Boi Achakach Min HaIser HaRishon. And afterwards, more Iser, more of the original Iser was added. Choser V'ner, it reawakens the Iser that fell in previously. And now it's Aser if there's not 60 in combination against the iser in combination of what there was originally. Loishnam min b'mina doesn't make a difference if it's, we're talking about a case of min b'minoi. Loishnam min b'she'ena minoi doesn't make a difference if it's a case of min b'she'ena minoi. Loishna yovesh, loishna lach doesn't make a difference if we're talking about dry pieces that got mixed up or liquids. Loishna noida b'natayim doesn't make a difference if we knew about the first iser before more iser fell in. Oy loina b'natayim. Or if we did not know that the original Isser fell in until after the more Isser fell in. So we see from the Ramah, the Ramah's paskening, we say Chozer v'Neir in all cases, both Membamina, Membainamini, Yavish v'Yavish, Lach b'Lach, and Noda or Lo Noda. So now let's see the opinion of the Shach. The Shach comes to argue on the Ramah. Let's see inside, Shach Sivkot M'chof Aleph. The Shach says, Loishna noida b'ntayim oloi, there's no difference if you knew about it or not, Ken Kosa b'Toris Chattas Kal Pehei Din Yud, this is how the Ramah writes in Toris Chattas, and Klal Pehed and Yud, B'Shem Maharai, B'Goyz Sharedoyra, in the name of the Maharai, in HaGoyz Sharedoyra. Aval Be'emes, Mashmad, however in truth it seems, D'Loy Kosef Shem Maharai, that Afilo Noidim and Time Osir, the Maharai did not write that if we knew about the Isser, it's Osir, Ela A'Isser Shem Noisin Tam. He only says that even if we knew about the Isser, it's Osir, only in a case where the Isser gives taste. The Kosef Shem, the Maharai writes in HaGoyz Sharedoyra, V'avyo Iser, first the Goyz Sharedoyra brings the opinion of the Ravyo. V'avyo Iser, Afilu Yoda, even if we knew that the Iser fell in, and it became bottle, because as we've seen in other places, in order for there to be bittle, you need to know that the Iser fell in. So even though you knew the Iser fell in, and now there was bittle, still it's Aser. So the Maharai says, Yireh, the Misvoris Ashibi Ka'amalo. He's going according to the Rosh. The Rosh holds that once more Iser fell in, even by Yavish b'Yavish, min b'minoy, that's bottle b'rov, the Rosh says that if more Iser falls in, it's like it's Nikah Iser, and now it's Aser. Even though there was Bittel, and it was Nepach Liyos Heter, the Rosh holds that by Yavish b'Yavish, min b'minoy, we say that the Iser turns into Heter, and, for example, even if it's cooked afterwards, it's going to be Mutter, like we'll see in Siman Kuf Tes. But the Rosh says that if more Isser is added, it's as if the original Isser is now Nikur, because now we don't have Rov Heter, and therefore it's going to be Usser. So the Maharai is saying that the Rav Yoh is going according to this opinion. So the Maharai says, the Svar Gadoili, it's a big Svar, the Kivan the Nisraba Isser, since we have more Isser, Hahare Hukar Hu, the Isser is now recognized, Umargishim Hatam, and we can feel the taste, we can taste the Isser. Adkan Lashani, that's the Maharai. So the Shach says, we see from the Maharai that the only reason it's us over here is because we can taste the Isser. It's not exactly like the Rosh completely. The Rosh holds even by Yavash V'Yavash that if it's more Isser is added, it's Usser. But the Maharai is saying that the reason it's us over here is because we can taste the Isser. So we see that in a case where we cannot taste the Isser, by Yavash V'Yavash, it would be Mutter. So the Shach says, I will be Isser Yavash V'Yavash b'min b'minoy. In a case of Yavish V'Yavish, pieces of Isser gets mixed up into pieces of Heter. B'min b'minoy, shen is batal b'rov. In a case of min b'minoy, that it's batal b'rov. K'shen noida, if you knew about that the Isser fell into the Heter and was batal before more Isser fell in, su lo mitzdarif l'Isser, the original Isser is not mitzdarif to the Isser that falls in later. The kivan min d'araisa, v'gam min d'rabonon, chad betray batal, since V'Yavish V'Yavish, min b'minoy, both min d'araisa and min d'rabonon, we say it's bottle berov 1 and 2. Mkain kvan is bottle, therefore it's already bottle, and therefore it's mutter, and it is not combined with the iser that falls on later to make it aser. Va'adraba, and just the opposite. Nire, the gamho iser mitzdaref lahalas aheter. We say that even the iser, even the original iser that fell in and was bottle, could be mevatel, could be included in the heter to be mevatel the new iser. Let's say, for example, one piece of Isser meat falls into two pieces of Heter meat. Now there's Bittel Berov. Now they're all Mutter. Now, let's say, two more Isser pieces fall in. So now, in order for there to be Bittel Berov, we need to say that all the three original pieces are Mutter. So the Shach is saying that we can say we can combine the Isser piece. Now that the Isser piece turns into Heter, the original Isser piece turns into Heter, now we have three Heter and two Isser, and therefore it's Bittel Berov. Just as a side point, we'll see in the Siman Kuf Tes that the Menachas Yaakov holds that you need twice Heter against the Isser. So in such a case, it won't be enough. In such a case, you'd need 4 to 2 in order to be Mutter. If there was originally 3 pieces and 1 Isser fell in, and now there's 4 pieces, now if 2 more Isser fell in, then it's going to be Mutter. That we'll see more about in Siman Kuf Tes. But getting back to the Shach, so the Shach is saying that by Yovish B'Yovish, min b'mino, And we knew about the Isser, the original piece is considered Heter, and can even be included to be Mevatel, the new Isser that falls in. Ukedetnan, like it says in the Mishnah, in Mesechta Orla, the second parak, Ha'orla Maila Es Ha'orla. Orla can negate Orla. And Yerushalmi explains that we're talking about, we knew that the Isser fell in before Mor fell in. What's the case? Orla, the din is, Orla is fruits of the first 3 years of a tree. That's also to eat, also about no. In order to be bottled, we need 200 times the Orla to be bottled. This is Midura Bonon. But in any case, you need 200. So now, just to make it easier, let's say you have 200 apples of Orla falling to 40,000 apples of Heter. So now you have 200 against each apple. And in total, you have 40,200 apples. Now, 201 apples of Orla fall into the same mixture. So now, we say that the original Orla, the original 200 of Orla that became bottle, now can be mevatel the more Orla that fell in. In order to mevatel it, we need the extra 200 that fell in, since 201 fell in. So the Mishnah is saying, Orla mevatel is the Orla. So we see that the original fruit by Yovish by Yovish, Mimbaminai, Noda, we say that the original Isser becomes Heter, and now can mevatel more Isser that fell in. However, in the Rosh, like we spoke of before, Mashmal Hedget seems explicitly that filu Yovish be Yovish b'minoi choizer v'neser. Even by Yovish be Yovish, min b'minoi we say choizer v'ner. Afilu noida, even if you knew about the Isser, like we mentioned. Elohach masnis and the Orla doicha kliyashiv la Rosh. The Mishnah and Orla is going to be hard to explain according to the Rosh. O kamachukasafti b'sifri. Like I wrote in my sefer, Aruch Mishach. The Shach wrote a sefer Aruch Mishach. It's brought in the Machon after the Darkei Moshe Aruch, right before the Shulchan Aruch. So just to explain a bit. So the answer is, for the Rosh, is that when it says Orla, Mevatel Es Orla, it doesn't mean both are the same Orla. One Orla was Neter Ravai. Neter Ravai is the fruit of the fourth year that has to be brought to Yerushalayim. So if Neter Ravai falls in, then the Orla can Mevatel the Neter Ravai. Because as we learned in the end of 7th Tzedekes, one Isser can mevatel another Isser if they're two different Isurim. But the Shach says that this is Doichak. This is a forced explanation in the Mishnah. So therefore he says, V'kasefti sham, I wrote over there in Aruch Mishach, the Iker Kepir Shabash, Perek Beis, the Orla, Mishnah Gimel, the main explanation is, according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash, who has the Pirushon of Zroim, in the second Perek of Orla, Mishnah Gimel, that the Rash over there has a question. The Rash has a question for Mishnah and Trumas. The Mishnah and Trumas says that if a Saw of Truma falls into 100, and then a truma is bottle 1 in 100. And the din is you have to take out one fruit and give it to the kohen. And you didn't get a chance to take out the truma, and then another fruit of truma fell into the same 100. According to the Tanakham, it's aser. And according to Reb Shimon, it's mortar. So over here we see that we say chozer v'neir. So the Rash says, let's see inside the Shach, the filo l'rabbonon b'shar isurim b'yovish b'yovish, even according to the rabbonon by other isurim, yovish b'yovish, kol she'ein noisen tam. Anything that doesn't give taste, hayadia garemes heter. Knowledge is what causes it to be mutter. Like we said before, in order for there to be bittel, you have to know that the Isser fell into the heter. But once you know about the Isser, there was bittel, v'shuv ein achozer v'neser. Afterwards, if more Isser falls in, it doesn't return to becoming aser. If there's not bittel against all the Isser combined, it doesn't go back to becoming aser, if it stays mutter. So what about the Mishnah and Chumas? V'shani Chuma d'tzeoch laharem. Chuma is different, that since it's a din, like we said, that you have to take out one apple. Until you take out the apple, it's as if there's no bittel. And therefore, if more Isser falls in, it's going to be Usser. That's only a special din by Truma. But by other Isurim, if it's Yovish by Yovish, Mimbamino, and there was no da, it's bottle. And even if more Isser falls in, we don't say that it's Chozer Veneer. The Shach says, V'chintas HaRavid, Shevir HaRamban. This is also the opinion of the Ravid, like we saw in the beginning, and like we mentioned before, that the Ravid holds Rishon Rishon bottle. Varan, Sefer Mesech Tzuvah Dezor, it's the opinion of the Ran, Varajba, Betesah Baisa Arach, also the Rajba, Ein Shom, see over there. Then it says in the parentheses, V'gdoila Mizu Mashma, that's a Ravid, Shom. We see in the opinion of the Ravid is even bigger. Da Afilu Loinoida Ben Taim, even if we did not know that the Issa fell in, Eina Choyzev Neser, you don't say Choyzev Neser, the Kama bottle, as it falls in, it's bottle. Afilu Bedavash Nesen Tam, even in something that gives taste, like we said before. For Afheim loy pligisham, a love, and the Ramban, and those that argue on the Ravid, only argue elamitam the time of loy bottle only because of the reason that once there's taste, there's no bittel. For Ayatam nirgash, and now we taste the Isser. So once we taste the Isser, there's no bittel. Afilu b'min b'minay de lekalamekamataimo, and even by Mimbamina that has no taste, Mikol Mokoim, Kivan Shenofel Shom Shir, since enough fell in, Bekadei Diyoev Taimer B'Shekanegdoi Be'en Aminoi, that there's enough that if it would be Min Be'en Aminoi, it would give taste, Aser, over there, it's Aser. That's the Ramban. Ad Kon Lashone, that's Ramban. So we see it's only by something that gives taste, or Balach Balach, it's a Gzeira for a case that it's Min Be'en Aminoi. But Yovish Be Yovish, we can infer that we would say Mishum Mishum Bottle. You don't say Chos of an Air. Vayin La'el Simen Kuflam Adalad, Sifyut Ches, Masha Enkin, Yovish Be Yovish, Min Be'en Aminoi. However, Yovish Be Yovish, Min Be'en Aminoi, we would say Mishum Mishum Bottle. So the Shach continues, Vo'id, the Hokos of a Mordechai, Perak HaGoizel Eitzim. The Mordechai writes in the end of Mesechus Baba Kamo. B'Shem Rashbam V'Rabban V'Rivo, in the name of the Rashbam, Ravon, and Rivo, V'Hochi Yisra B'Goyiz Shavidoyra Simen Lametes, and this is also found in the Goyiz Shavidoyra, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoyel V'Ozerbo, in the name of Rabbeinu Yoyel and the Ozerbo, V'Chein Kosov B'Goyiz Mordechai T'Chulin, and also in the Goyiz Mordechai T'Chulin, V'Chein Hu B'Shar Paiskim, and this is also in other Paiskim, the Chaticha Shel Yisra, Shenofal B'Shishim Chatichas Tehater, that a piece of Isser that falls into 60 pieces of Hatter, v'noida, and we knew about that the Isser fell in, and there was Bittel, v'achar kach nofel acheres, and afterwards more Isser fell in, rishon rishon bottle. We see rishon rishon bottle. We don't say chozer v'ner. V'imkein, and therefore, after l'kaim olon hachi, even though we don't pasken like these opinions, el kesvoros ravyo, we pasken like the ravyo, by the marai, hainu metam shekos marai, that's only because of the reason that the marai writes, like we saw before, the svar gadoilu kiven shenego shetam, that it's because we taste it. The only reason we don't pasken like all these opinions is in a case where I taste the iser. If I taste the iser, then it's already aser. Aval b'davi yavish b'min b'minoi. However, by pieces of heter and iser of min b'minoi de leishaya chay taima, that there's no taste. This reason of taste does not apply. Imkain kol shenofal l'roiv heter. Therefore, anytime it falls into rov, v'nis bottle and it becomes bottle, ain choyzer v'ner. We don't say choyzer v'ner. V'adrava efshed shagama iser mitzaref lahalis. And the opposite, we say that the iser can be included to be mevatel more iser that falls in. V'chein pirusha iser v'heter, kol chov dalad din yud. And this is how the iser v'heter said. So we see from the Shach that the Shach is saying that all those that say that we do not say rishon rishon bottle, that's only because this taste of iser, or gzeira, lach balach men b'mini atem men b'ein aminoi. But by Yavish B'Yavish, he says that once the Isser becomes bottle, once it's the idea, and then it's bittel, we say, Rishon Rishon bottle, we do not say Chayzer V'Ner. And the original Isser becomes Heter, and can be Mevatel, more Isser that falls in. Then he says, Ach, Masha Pasak Oid Shom. This is what the Isser V'Heter writes over there. That Filu Nofal Isser, Yavish B'Yavish, that even if Isser pieces falls into our Heter pieces, Sheloi B'Minai, if it's Mimbel Ein Amino, B'Shishim, and the 60. V'noida, and then we knew about the Isser. V'achakach nofel Isser achra, and then more Isser fell in. Amun and kamakama bottle, the Isser v'hatter writes that we say a mishun mishun bottle, that you can continuously be mevatel the Isser. Ukadasa orzavua v'rabbeinu yoyel v'siyatam, and like the opinion of the orzavua v'rabbeinu yoyel, and those that go like him. B'zen nire, and this, it seems, the loy kaimel anochi, that we do not pass like this. The kivon the taimot, the b'sheloy b'minoi, b'yobish, sorach shishim. Since we paskan by min be'en amino, by yovish, you need 60. Bishum, dem yavash lahem yitin tam, is because if maybe I'll cook them and then I'll taste the iser. Em kein hu adin hacha. The same thing is going to be over here. That since, but in a case where there will be tam, it's aser. So, by min be'en amino, yovish be yovish, it's also going to be aser because maybe I'll cook it and it will give taste. So, if it's not 60 against all the iser, both the original iser and the more iser that fell in, it's going to be aser. V'nira, and it seems, the ha'isa v'heta ozala taima, the isa v'heta is going according to his reason, according to his opinion, the savale the shaloi b'mino b'yobesh, that he holds that min b'ein amino b'yobesh, ein ha'tam mishum the im yivash lem yitin tam. The reason that min b'ein amino yobesh b'yobesh is also is not because of a gzera maybe I'll come to cook it, and when I'll cook it, there'll be taste. Like we saw over there, that the reason of this is because it's niker. It's like it's niker. But once it's bottle, it's bottle. So therefore, the Visavetu holds that Mimbe in Amino, Yavish B'Yavish, we say Rishon Rishon bottle. But the Shach says, Avlafima Shekasafti Shom, that Tam Kamo Shekasafti, that according to what I wrote over there, that the reason is because of Shema Yavash Lamit and Tam, maybe I'll cook them and I'll give taste, and Kain Huadin Hacha. Therefore, over here as well, Mimbe in Amino, Yavish B'Yavish, we say Chosavanir. Behind the cause of our Paiskam Hanal, this is what the Paiskam write, the Rav Yor Isser, Afilu B'chtichas Isser, Shenefal Tzech Shishum Chatichas, the Heter, that the Rav Yor Aser's Isser that falls into 60, It seems like it's talking about a case of enamino beyovish, because it says pieces, and it says 60. So, but pieces and 60 is only also min beenamino. The lav can have a little meimar l'sach shishim deheter. If he's talking about lach balach, he should say 60 of heter. Why does he say pieces? We see if he's talking about pieces, which means yovish beyovish, and you need 60, so he's obviously talking about min beenamino. V'chosu mavai Allah, the svar gadoilu that tam nirgash, and he says the mavai says that it's a big svar because the tam will be tasted. V'hainu k'dibarashin. This is like I explained. The yeet and tam kashir vashlim. They will be tasted if I cook them. Even though we're talking about pieces, but if I cook them, it'll give taste, and therefore it's aser. V'hainu d'kosa v'agos shavdoi v'av yor, aser afilu yoda, elam kenek bia oisim lachutz. The Rav Yor said that it's aser unless I took a piece out. Before, more is to fill in. The ibalach balach, if he's talking about liquids, my moil hakbar, taking out doesn't help. It's all mixed evenly. Hamakamakam pala ta iser tahatam, that iser better give tam to the heter. So we see he's talking about yavish v'yavish, min be'in aminoi, and the reason it's aser is because if I will cook it, I'll give taste. Ubamashal peregrin anosha simon zain kosov, the mashal writes, in Zelashan, in these words, Al mashakosov Rav Yor de elem kenek bi'el achutz, Rav Yor said that it's mutter if you took one out, lo yisovale le marai kavasei, the marai doesn't hold like him, the machosh and nisen tam begdera, since the pieces are giving taste into the pot, malish is silk oilai, what's it if I take a piece out or not? So the mashal seems to be learning that there's, it's min be'en amino, that you've been cooked, it's been cooked together now, this taste. Therefore he asks that it's too late to take out the piece, to take out one piece. So the shachsas v'lesa elek to be rashti, he disagrees with the Marshal. Rather, the explanation is, like I said, that it's talking about pieces that were not cooked, and we're afraid it'll be cooked. V'gam different Marshal sham nireb k'das harav. From the Marshal, it seems that he passes like to Amor, that afilu b'yovesh b'minoi v'noida, even yovesh b'yovesh min b'minoi, and you knew about the isur, choyze v'neir, we say choyze v'neir, v'nesar, and it's asur. So it's coming out that both the Amor and the Marshal are against everything the Shach said until now, that even by min b'minoi, yovesh b'yovesh noida, you still say choyze v'neir. So the Shach says, "Uma esse, and what should I do? But la daite neged daitem. I negate my opinion against their opinion. V'fach ani mekel v'hemachmirim. And furthermore, I'm more mekel, they're more machmir. And therefore, I cannot be mekel against them. And therefore, I negate my opinion against their opinion. Ochan b'afsem merubah kai gavna. However, b'afsem merubah. In such a case, or something similar, efshe lahakel b'hanach taime. You could be mekel b'hanach taime d'le'el for those reasons that I mentioned previously." That by yovish be yovish min be minay, and it was noda, we can say and have some ruba rishon bottle. We don't say chozav aner. B'shagam sheyesh lemon, and furthermore that we can say the mashakosav harav that what Rama wrote lishna noda one time when he says that there's no difference if we knew about it or not. Koy ahecha the tzorach shishim. That's only in a case where you need 60. Ukad akosav bereishah kagon shayesh shishim. Like he started off the piece that we're talking about in a case where there's 60. So maybe what Rama says there's no difference if it is. No, the low node is only in the case of 60, but not in the case of Yovish. And that's also how you can explain the Mashal. You see, even though this is a bit of a dochak, but since the Shach holds that we see from all the Rishonim, not like the Ramah, therefore he wants to be Mekel and say, and I have some Uba, Yovish, Yovish, Mino, and Noda, that it's Mutter even if Moisa fell in. That's the opinion of the Shach. As we mentioned, the Shirov, the Bira Grog, was a great length, and Sivkot and Tezvov, as well as the Pichadosh and the Chavis Das, they all hold that by an Isidai Raisu, we say Chosuv Aner. Yovish B'yovish Mim B'mino, even if it was Noda, we'll say Chosuv Aner. The only time we do not say Chosuv Aner is in the case of Truma, where you need 100 or 200, in all those cases where all these Shirom are only Midra Bonon. In such a case, we'll say Rishon Rishon Bottle. And that's the Alach Alamaisa. One more issue in this Sif is the last part of the Ramah. Let's see inside. The Ramah says, Kazayis Cholov, Shenafal Amayim, a Kazayis of milk that falls into water, Venis Batal B'shishim, and it becomes bottle in 60. 1 ounce of milk falls into 60 ounces of water. Va'achakach nafal min ha'mayim l'kaderish al basar. And then, some of this water falls into a pot of meat. Mutter, it's mutter. Afal pi she'en be'basar shishim neged ha'cholav. Even though there's not 60 against the milk, she'en is bottle be'mayim. Since the milk was already bottle in the water. V'chol k'yotze b'zeh. And anything similar to this. So the Shach and Sifkot and Chav Beis asks the obvious question, that there's certainly going to be 60 in the pot against the milk, because there's already 60 in the water against the milk. So now the milk is mixed evenly with the water, any ounce of water has 60 parts water and 1 part milk. So of course it's going to be bottle. So he says that the chiddush is that we don't say that by heter there's no bittel. I might think by heter there's no bittel, and therefore I'll need 60 in the pot against the milk, even though there's water there. So the chiddush is, even by heter, we say this is bittel, and the milk is already bottle, and even if there's not 60 in the pot against the milk, Since the milk is already bottled in the water, it's mutter. And the Shach says another thing, that even l'chatchila, it's mutter to put the water into the pot of meat. However, the Prima Gonim points out that l'chatchila, I cannot mix milk into the water with the intention of putting this water into the pot of meat. That's it, folks.